whatever. I don't know. Six words mean one word for us. But that word also, it means skill. It means practical skill. And so if any of you lacks skill in an area, ask in faith, believing in the Lord. He wants to give that to you. I absolutely asked the Lord for rhythm because I did not have it. And I was trying to learn how to play the guitar when I was a teenager. And I was really, really bad. And I could tell it was a rhythm issue, right? Even singing and clapping my hands at the same time, I had to really focus. And shaker eggs, forget it. I mean, those things are hard. I still can't do a shaker egg and make it sound right. But anyway, I just finally one day I was like, I can't do this unless you give me rhythm. Like actual, you just do it. And so I said, Lord, will you give me rhythm? And I, honest to goodness, instantly heard him say yes. And so I said, okay. And I didn't pick up the guitar again for a few more weeks. Forgot about it. And the next time I went to try to pick up the guitar and start practicing again, it was like I was a different person. And I had rhythm in my hand. I could keep rhythm with the right hand and play chords at the same time. It was a miracle had happened. And it was just because I asked and he said yes. Now, of course, I still had to grow a lot and develop my skill. I still had to be patient with myself as I got better. And I still am working on, you know, being able to play with a click. So I don't have great rhythm, but I have rhythm. So I hope that encourages you. Just start where you are and don't limit yourself because the Holy Spirit wants to inhabit all of your praises, every expression that you give to him. Homework assignment number two. Visit the chambers of inspiration. Go there and see what you can pull out of heaven. See what you can pull out to bring into the earth, because I know the Lord has set aside so many amazing things for every one of us. And I think he's actually is willing. He doesn't withhold good things from us. He has so many good gifts, good and perfect ones. Another thing that the Lord spoke to me about creativity, because of course I'm a worshiper and a worship leader, and I was leading worship back then, and so I started asking the Lord about new and creative ways to express worship, right? Like, what's the new next awesome thing that's going to be happening, and what's the most out of the box creative expression kind of thing that we can give to the Lord in worship? And the Lord spoke to me and said, you're not even doing what the Bible says to do yet. So it's like, don't even pursue like crazy out of the box stuff. Like, just see if you can obey the word and worship me according to the word first.